In celebration of the 250th anniversary of our country, local members of the National Society, Daughters of the American Revolution, will bring some insight into the life of the patriots buried in Southeast Missouri. John Dodge III was born July 12, 1751, in Colchester, New London County, Connecticut, to John Jr. and Lydia Dodge. John married Anne Marguerite Keene on December 3, 1770, in Canterbury, Windham, Connecticut. John and his wife moved west as a trader settling in the Wyandotte villages near Sandusky, Ohio, where he acquired influence over the natives. Upon the outbreak of the Revolution, he sympathized with the colonies and worked to secure native neutrality. By request, he attended the Pittsburgh Treaty of 1775, and in early 1776, Governor Hamilton had him imprisoned. He was held first at Detroit and then in Quebec. John escaped in 1778, and we know of John Dodge's captivity because he wrote a narrative of his sufferings among the British at Detroit that was published. After the escape, Dodge called on Jefferson, who appointed him Commissioner of Indian Affairs in the Illinois County. He served as an agent for the state of Virginia at Fort Jefferson by the mouth of the Ohio River. By 1782, Dodge held the fort that dominated Kaskaskia and was listed as a captain of the infantry. Around 1787, Dodge moved his family to St. Genevieve in the Spanish territory on the west side of the Mississippi, where he was involved in salt making. The Dodge family, John, his brother Israel, and nephew Henry, operated the salt works along the Saline Creek, about 6 miles south of the main town of St. Genevieve. John and Anne had 7 children, 4 sons and 3 daughters. John died on April 5, 1796, and is buried in St. Genevieve's Memorial Cemetery, but there was no marker for him. The Sons of the American Revolution honored the patriots buried in the Memorial Cemetery by placement of a memorial marker. This is Pamela Johnson. If you would like to know more about John Dodge, go to krcu.org.